Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
What does one U.S. senator think about the impeachment process and more? Let's go in-depth with Senator Chuck Grassley.
Dr. Bob, I've got about 13, at most 14 minutes with you, and then I got to go to the Senate and open up the Senate.
Okay. Well, let's just get right to it then.
Before you do that, I hope I can say happy holidays to you because I probably won't talk to you until 2020.
That sounds great. You can say happy holidays. You can say Merry Christmas. You can say whatever you want.
Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, Senator.
Sure.
Let's get right to it. What do you think about what's happening with the impeachment process?
Well, I think that that being out in the open is a lot better than doing it in secret. I'm still not satisfied that they're doing the way it was done in the case of Clinton and Nixon, where I think the minority had more rights. I know that one of the things I complained about in previous couple interviews with you, if you ask me the same question, is that the president couldn't have legal counsel or have witnesses in the House of Representatives. Now, they've offered that to him, and he turned it down, and I'm not going to question why he turned it down. I think it's probably because polls show that what the House is doing is not being so well received by, for sure, by Republicans, but now the trend is turning against impeachment by, not by Democrats, but by independents. So I'll stop here and with one other statement, unless you got a follow-up, and that would be, I think that the House of Representatives, whether they got a good reason or not, have to have articles of impeachment. I don't think that their political party would stand for anything less, even considering the fact that they say there's 31 Democrats that came from districts that Trump carried. It may create some problems for them, and maybe some of them can be turned loose, but they're still going to get 218 votes to get the job done. Or maybe now the magic number is 215, but whatever it is, they're going to pass some. But I think it's going to be strictly partisan, yes. I think it's going to be a little bit bipartisan against.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Senator Chuck Grassley. So you have no concerns whatsoever with respect to President Trump and his conversation with the president or prime minister, I forget what it is, of Ukraine and the quid pro quo and the investigation into the Bidens?
I think it's just a foregone conclusion. He created a lot of problems that he doesn't have to have. Do I have problems with it? If you're just looking at what the transcript of the telephone conversation was about, the answer is no, I don't have problems with the conversation. Do I have some questions about what Giuliani's doing? Not so much because he's a private citizen, because we've had several presidents have used private citizens for governmental affairs, even in foreign affairs. But I think the president didn't outline very well what Giuliani ought to be doing or not doing.
Well, and a couple of Giuliani's colleagues are, I don't know, under indictment, right? I mean, he's back there now. I mean, I don't understand what's going on.
You correct me on this if I'm wrong. They're under indictment, though, for making illegal campaign contributions.
Well, yes, indeed. But those seem like some pretty shady characters to be hanging around with. Mom used to say, you're known by the company you keep.
I think you have to blame Giuliani for that. I don't know whether you'd blame the president for that.
Well,
unless the president knew about it. And I don't know. I know you saw a picture of the president taken with one of them, but I get my picture taken with a lot of people, and I hope they're all very honorable and decent people, as any citizen of the United States or of Iowa would be. But how do I know exactly the background of everybody I get my picture taken with?
Well, and you've actually gotten your picture taken with me, so.
Well, and you're an honorable person.
Well, and I know, I understand that. That was just sort of a joke.
And anybody that gets published in the New York Times is a very good journalist, too.
Well, thank you. How about the president instructing staff members, government personnel, people like that, to not respond to subpoenas from Congress, from the House? That just seems to me, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but that just seems to be obstruction of justice in and of itself.
There's two answers to your question. It's wrong if they don't have, I can't think of the term, but lawyer-client relationship. In other words, are they having private conversations on a regular basis that ought to be kept secret or confidential with the President of the United States? Now, not everybody there's only a few people that fall in that category. I can't even tell you whether it's a 50 or 100, but it includes a lot of people that have confidential conversation with the president. For him to say they shouldn't answer the subpoena and he can actually keep them from answering the subpoena, the answer is yes to your question. Anybody else, the answer would be no to your question.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Senator Chuck Grassley. Well, it would seem to me that having government officials come forward and to testify would be a fundamental aspect of congressional oversight of the presidency. If the president can tell whoever they want to come before them that they don't have to, then there's no oversight.
I think I can add to what I just said. For those that have that presidential relationship that I spoke about, that they shouldn't have to appear, I think I better back up and correct myself from this standpoint. They should maybe appear, but they could refuse to answer questions of Congress based upon that confidential relationship with the president.
Well, I would just think, sure, I don't want somebody coming forward if there's national security online. You wouldn't want them testifying about national security issues.
National security would apply to people that don't have a personal relationship with the president. So it would include national security, but anything else that you have a personal relationship to the president. But you got to remember, historically, White House staff very rarely testifies before Congress, and most of it is because of this executive privilege that I've been trying to think of the words.
Okay, well, let's move on to another topic. This impeachment stuff, we'll know sooner or later what's going to happen with it. How about Russia and meddling into the election and what national security officials say is a Putin talking point that the Ukraine is actually the ones that influenced the 2016 election and potentially the 2020. And you have some Republicans like Lindsey Graham saying, no, the Ukrainians didn't. You have other Republicans saying, yeah, the Ukrainians did. Ted Cruz just yesterday was using what some people would say what national security officials would say were using Putin talking points to try to confuse the issue and get the pressure off of Putin. Where do you fall on that?
Okay. You might read about my sending a letter with Johnson similar to what you just said about Graham. But remember that my investigation into this began way back in the summer of 2017 when I saw journalism reports about the embassy of Ukraine being involved in attempts to help Hillary Clinton. So I got involved in this a long time before there was ever a Hunter Biden issue to it, or even before Biden was ever a candidate for president. So I want to make very clear. Then let me answer your question more directly to the point you're asking me about. And that is, I want you to avoid conflating Russia investigations, or whether Russia was involved in our 2016 elections. There's no dispute about that. Also, though, you want to remember that there's no dispute now since the Mueller report that there was no collusion between the campaign and Russia, based on the fact that there's no evidence that Trump ever made any entreaties to Russia. So that's a given as far as I'm concerned, and we all accept that. I know you accept that. But you got Ukraine out here, a whole different thing. So what people are trying to conflate here that confuses everybody, that I want you to avoid, and maybe you have already avoided this, but there's a CrowdStrike thing that involves, is there a computer from Hillary Clinton's campaign in Ukraine? That's not what I'm talking about. That's not what Johnson's talking about. We're talking about this more narrow instances of where there's been involvement of government officials and non-government officials, like this Kalupa that was working for the DNC, I think, and her making 20 some trips to the White House and some meetings, and then also some evidence of employees of the Ukrainian embassy trying to influence the campaign. It's that. Don't get the CrowdStrike mixed up with what we're trying to investigate, and I don't think the two ever get separated. And that's why you keep hearing from journalists, particularly on TV, that all this thing about Ukraine's been debunked. But the part I'm looking at hasn't been debunked. There's a lot of reasons to think that maybe this Kalupa isn't somebody worthy of listening to, for reasons I'm not sure I can even give you those reasons, but that's what I've heard. And so bottom line of it is, Grassley, and in this case Johnson with me, and I guess maybe to some extent you'd say now Graham's jumped in, you just take the facts where they lead us. And maybe a month from now you interview me, I'll have to tell you there's nothing to it. But right now, I can't say that. So let me kind of summarize that for sure Russia interfered in the 26th election. There's evidence that Ukraine embassy staff intervened and interfered. And there's also evidence of interference. If there is interference, that it ought to be investigated regardless of who interfered. Well, in other words, how can you be accused of anything if you're just asking questions?
Well, I guess I just want to say that it was intelligence officials in Trump's administration that said that this is a Putin talking point and that there's nothing to it.
Hey, say that again, please. I missed you.
I would just like to say that what I've heard are Trump administration, foreign policy, homeland security people saying that this is a Putin talking point and there's nothing to Ukraine.
But that's the part I'm trying to get you to not look at. That's a CrowdStrike. That's not what I'm looking at.
Well, CrowdStrike is an American company.
Well, but they're the ones that are supposedly involved in getting that computer over there to Ukraine. That's been debunked. I'm willing to accept that. But that's not what we're looking about. We're trying to find this other involvement of Ukrainian and Ukrainian officials and particularly one that was paid for by the DNC, hobnobbing with people in the embassy, going to the White House when Obama was still president. That's what we're trying to get to the bottom of.
Well, we'll have to discuss this in more detail because I want to move on to something that's, I think,
oh,
is
no,
real.
Oh, no, I gotta go now.
You got to go. Thank I'm you, sorry. Senator.
Goodbye.
Thanks to Senator Grassley for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.